Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square. That's in central Damascus, killing at least 18, wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pursued three car bombers, destroying two at the entrance to the city before they could do any damage. Saudi Arabia and its allies in a diplomatic dispute with Qatar said on Monday that they would extend by 48 hours a deadline for Qatar to comply with their demands. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic and commercial links with Doha. That was on June 5th, accusing the government of supporting terrorism in alliance with Iran. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis spoke with VOA about the possibility of more sanctions on Doha.
In many respects, the sanctions already imposed are extremely severe in terms of the land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is an important strategic and economic alliance. It's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
Qatar has denied the other Arab nations' accusations and said such terrorism charges are baseless. French President Emmanuel Macron back in Mali, where he and the so-called G5 Sahel, Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, and Niger, want to form a regional anti-jihadist force. They would bolster the 4,000 French troops and the 11,000 UN peacekeepers already operating in the region. This is VOA News. World Health Organization says a rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen has claimed 1,500 lives, all of that since April, and is suspected of affecting 246,000 people. The WHO's representative in Yemen says the number of suspected cases in the country's second outbreak of cholera in 6 months has multiplied tenfold in the last 2 months. One of the WHO's partners in the fight against cholera in Yemen is UNICEF. Its representative in Yemen, Dr. Shirin Varki, talks about what's being done.
We are setting up special treatment centers to treat cases. We are also working on ensuring that people have safe water and sanitation services. And most importantly, we are now working at the level of the household with an army of 10,000 community volunteers who are going house to house to educate people on how they can protect themselves and their children from cholera.
The WHO says one quarter of those killed by the disease are in Yemen are children. President Trump discussed the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program in separate telephone calls with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. At this week's G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Mr. Trump will hold bilateral meetings with the Chinese and the Japanese leaders, plus South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Russian President Vladimir Putin to further discuss North Korea. A U.S. Navy destroyer in the South China Sea sailed near a tiny island disputed by three Asian governments, part of an operation affirming the right of passage. Chinese government, which joins Taiwan and Vietnam in claiming Triton Island, accused the U.S. of trespassing into its territorial waters. United States has lifted a laptop ban on flights from Abu Dhabi. Henry Hartevelt is a travel industry analyst with the Atmosphere Research Group.
They are believed to include a need for more detailed screening of checked baggage, more thorough screening of passengers' carry-on bags. There could be passenger profiling. Understandably, the Department of Homeland Security doesn't want a lot of the security detail released because if it did, those who would do harm would know what they are and try to get around it.
Abu Dhabi was one of 10 airports in the Middle East and Africa with flights to the U.S., where the laptop ban was imposed back in March. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.